Experts from the top tech companies in the world are issuing a stark warning that the evolution of AI technology could lead to human extinction. The warning was published on the webpage for the Center for AI Technology. Experts, including those from OpenAI and Google DeepMind, say the risk should be made a global priority. But other leading members in the tech industry say the calls are overblown and that mass fear surrounding AI technology is unfounded. While the Center for AI Safety website suggests a number of possible disaster scenarios. Artificial intelligence could be weaponized, like being used for building chemical weapons. AI-generated misinformation could destabilize society. The technology be used by government bodies to monitor and censor citizens. Humans could become fully dependent on artificial intelligence. Toby Walsh is the chief scientist at the University of South Wales New South Wales AI Institute and the author of the book Machines Behaving Badly. Joins us now live from Sydney. Good to have you with us, Mr. Walsh, on the programme. I mean, the tone of the conversation at the moment over AI development seems to be quite alarmist, at the least. I mean, where do you stand about this debate on a pause in development?
I declined to sign that letter and the most recent one. I think there are significant benefits that AI is going to bring. Equally, there are significant challenges and risks that we need to face up to. But I don't think they're existential. I don't think we have to worry that they're going to destroy humanity. We have faced existential threats, the threat of nuclear war. And unfortunately, that threat has increased. And we see that with posturing going on in Ukraine. That's a very real existential threat that the world faces. But it's not one that AI has really changed.
No, and I suppose at the moment, the other part of the debate is about regulation and who polices it. I mean, that is the debate to be had as yet. And if scientists and big business can't agree and governments were unable to even police, for example, social media globally with uniform equality, then what hope for a position on AI? So it is quite confusing, isn't it?
Well, I think there's actually quite a bit of agreement that we need some more regulation. Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, has called explicitly in front of Congress for regulation. I've called for regulation. I think there's quite a bit of consensus emerging that we do need to ensure that we don't repeat the harms of social media again with artificial intelligence, that it is going to be a powerful force for example, misinformation. We saw that just a couple of days ago, that fake picture of the Pentagon burning that moved the stock market that was produced by some of this generative AI. We don't want that to continue to happen. We don't want that to happen. We saw a fake picture of Trump being arrested, supposedly by the NYPD. That is enough to start a riot. January 6th didn't take much more than that. So I think we do have to worry about the misuse of some of these technologies, but it's not an existential worry.
In your opinion, there is perhaps a great potential for AI if used for the benefit of mankind and the planet. Where do you see its greatest benefit being played out?
Well, one of the greatest benefits, I think, is going to be in healthcare. We're already seeing new drugs being developed with the aid of AI. Two new antibiotics have recently been discovered by artificial intelligence to deal with the drug resistance we see because we've been over-prescribing the existing human-discovered antibiotics. And we have a great opportunity to personalize medicine. Medicine still is stuck 200 years old. We still give the same medicine to men and women, to people, irrespective of their genetics. And we now have an ability to read your genes quite cheaply for a couple hundred dollars. We can read your genetics. We can write your genetics. That's CRISPR. Technologies like that allow us to change your genetics. And how are you going to manage the information between those two problems? That's artificial intelligence.
Well, the conversation will continue certainly for the next few months, definitely years, I'm sure. Toby Walsh, thanks so much for joining us from Sydney.
My pleasure.